It's not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
Oh, yes, honey. Yes. We are feeling very fabulous right now. Mm-hmm. We are on Facebook Live. And ladies, get ready because we bring you the best in town. That is, of course, my very own personal trainer and beloved by both Tracy and I and producer Maddie. Yes. That is Hans. Good morning, Hans. How are you?
Morning. Ladies, fit and fabulous. I love these Fridays.
Me too.
They are good.
Yeah.
By the way, we have a special treat.
Oh, yes.
Because we heard a little bird that... three beautiful children are big fans of this song. Loving on this. So, Hans, you said that.
Go ahead.
All three of your kids love this song.
You're the best. Yeah, they are going to be, they're jumping around right now. I wish they were on Facebook Live because they would be.
Here we go.
Kids, I hope you're loving it. That's for you.
Ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride. No more.
I got the horses in the back.
You guys are the best.
Oh, you're welcome.
Man, I should leave right now while I'm on top.
That was cardio.
So sweet.
Let's drop some knowledge. Right, this is good.
That was really good. Okay, so today we have a very special topic. I'm super excited because you were on Wisconsin Women doing this up with Jessa. So tell us about exactly what this is today.
Yeah, you know, I want to talk smarkles. I've been talking about this kind of for the last month. You know, I here's what I think. I think anybody who's successful in life has goals of some level. Maybe they do it unconsciously. You know, maybe they don't write it down, but at some level, if you're going to be successful at life, you're going to put some goals together. Obviously, from a health and fitness perspective, I have a lot of thoughts on that. But even, you know, Krista, last year, as I was getting to know you, we talked even not only health and fitness, but professionally. You know, you have your goals of what you want to do with this radio station and with your career. And so, you know, I just want to take that conversation to health and fitness. There's obviously plenty to talk about. So. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about cardio, we'll talk about strength, we'll talk about rest and recovery and nutrition, if we can get to them all. And so I just hope we can have your listeners think of something specific to them. Like, I know each of you kind of where we're going to go. I know what my SMART goals are, but I'm just hoping they can be like, oh, that could be a goal, and they can just latch on at least to one of the four.
Love it. All right, so let's kick it off. What does SMART goal stand for?
So SMART, S-M-A-R-T, SMART, SMART. Specific is your S.
Okay.
M, measurable. You have to have something that you can measure. Actionable. It needs to be something that requires steps. This isn't something where you can just go hammer it out tomorrow or next week, right? It's got to be something where it's going to push you and you need to put a plan together. So it needs to be actionable.
Okay.
The R is either realistic or relevant. So obviously it needs to be relevant to you. Otherwise, it's just not going to stick. Mm-hmm. But it needs to be realistic. So let's not say, I'm going to run to Chicago by noon. Like, that's just not realistic. So make sure it's realistic.
It is for Tracy, though.
Tracy could do it, but everybody else needs a new one. And then it's got to be timely. You have to put an end time on it. You can't just say, I'm going to eat healthier. Like, no, I'm going to, you know, and put a plan together and put a timeline on it. You may or may not accomplish it, but push yourself. So specific, measurable, actionable, realistic or relevant, and timely.
Okay.
Love that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm really big into the cardio.
Yep.
So how does this help when it comes to cardio, having a SMART goal?
So, you know, let's think of some examples. Let me put it back on you. So you, let's do this. I'm going to switch it.
Okay.
I'm going to ask the questions, Tracy.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm going to ask it specific. All right.
Okay.
Push yourself. Remember, this is something you can't do tomorrow.
Okay.
This is on air. This is being recorded.
Yes.
But we won't necessarily hold you to it because I'm throwing this on you.
All right.
Give me a realistic goal.
A realistic goal with my running or something?
Yeah. And I'm going to help you unpack a realistic cardio goal.
Oh, I love that.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm thinking maybe doing the half again.
Have you ever done a half?
Yeah. My first one last year. So I'm thinking of doing it again this August.
Okay. So I'm going to run a half marathon. That's specific. When are you thinking?
It's August 17th.
Oh, it has a date. She's already got the time.
Yeah. I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
So it's measurable.
Yes.
The measurable would be like, I'm going to get to the finish line.
Right.
It's specific. It's 13.1 miles.
And honestly, I would like to make better time this year.
Now you're taking it to the next level. So that's even more ambitious. That's fantastic.
Okay.
How would you do that? What's the actionable part of it?
Having a running schedule every day.
And what have you done in the past? Probably 3 or 4 days a week.
Yeah.
So your cardio goal would be, I'm going to run a half marathon faster than I did last time.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it on August 17th. And I'm going to do that by running 3 days a week.
Okay.
Now I would push you a little bit to say, if you've already done it before, how are you going to make it faster? And we could talk the details. Your listeners probably aren't there.
Right.
But that's how you start breaking down. You keep asking how, why, how, why. And you just keep breaking it down like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I love it.
So some examples for other like people that. Who are doing cardio. It's like, hey, I want to run my first 5K.
Right.
I want to run a half marathon, like you're saying. I want to run the fastest mile I've ever run,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Or I want to run just 2 days a week. Mm-hmm. For some people, like, if I get out for 30 minutes 2 days a week, that's a smart goal. Like, by the time my kids jump back into school,
right.
I will have run every week 2 or 3 times a week. You pick a number,
mm-hmm.
and just see where that smart goal takes you. Does okay. that make sense?
Yeah.
I like that. I'm just going to, my goal is to eventually run 5 miles with this girl.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, yeah.
This is the other thing I'm going to throw on you guys. I got a bone to pick.
Okay.
Oh, gosh,
oh yeah.
Oh,
what,
no,
what?
I hope it's not the
we
shirt.
We want you to be proud.
Cardio's king.
It is.
And strength.
Yeah.
Chris and I do all kinds of strength stuff together, but
yeah,
I go on my Instagram feed this week and I see my friend Tracy, and she's all happy. She's like, look who I got to do a 2 mile run.
Yeah.
And there's Krista.
Okay.
2 mile run. Why didn't I get the invite?
Oh my God, we would love, you know what? Honestly, Hans,
yeah.
as soon as we were done running,
I know.
Krista and I were like, let's tag Hans because we want him to know. We want him to be proud. So join us.
I'm just busting your chops.
Oh, I would love
I will take that invitation.
I
and if it's not
it.
An invitation, I'm going to impose myself.
Okay, good.
I put Krista on cardio at the gym
good.
And she's like going to die, right?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
so the next thing I know, she's cranking out 2 miles. So
oh, yes,
over the
she
air,
did.
High five
Thank
to you.
Thank you, love.
Fantastic.
Believe me, I
she did 2 miles in 2 days in a row, by the way. Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, that one didn't make
I'm just saying. No, it did not make it to Instagram.
Very nice.
I'm just
proud of you. So that's your goal, 5 miles. By when?
August.
5 miles by August.
I don't know if that's even.
Love it.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't say
you
I don't know.
You only did 2 miles. You already did
Believe
2 miles.
Believe me.
So.
She was way in front of me.
No,
so let's
I wasn't.
Be honest
it
here.
It doesn't matter.
No.
And that's where it's personal
yeah, yeah.
and relevant. That's
yeah.
good. That's all
but
good.
So
what's next?
But with that said, so if I were to continue with that, see, I don't even know how long I need to run in order to get my body to be able
point.
To do
that. That's a great point. And that's where a coach does come in. So
yeah.
I'm going to give you guys creative ideas. I'm going to give you guys ambitious ideas.
Yeah.
But again, if you do the same thing you've always done, you can do that. Sometimes that's where you need a coach. And so this is a great opportunity for the Facebook group to just say, Hans, my goal is, and they can just do it as general as you did.
Yeah.
And if it starts with you, I know it's relevant to you. And then I'm happy to come in and say, well, what's realistic? Like, do you have a busy summer? Can you afford running 2 to 3 days
yeah.
a week? Or is this something that could take you to December? So
yeah.
that's
yeah.
something only you can figure out. But
yeah.
I'm happy to unpack that goal and keep asking questions till you say, yep, that's realistic, and let's go for it. And hey, if you say I'm going to do it by August and you don't get it,
yeah.
well, then we just reevaluate and
yeah.
we say, let's try again.
Well, and
so
let me just say this really quick. Like, and I love how you're talking about being realistic, because when you're thinking about these things, like let's say half marathon, that's the kind of stuff that you think about. Like, okay,
right.
it's June already. This is coming up in August. Training is every day. How busy is my summer? What's everything
yeah.
going on? Because it's like another full-time job to train.
Well, and that was the other thing.
Yeah.
I realized because of my crazy schedule, like
yeah.
Tracy knows, and you know that I'm able to go outside of my house and do a run
right.
if I can.
Yeah.
So I was just trying to think, okay, this is a way
mm-hmm.
That I can do something at least active.
And you have to figure out what's close to you. And,
yeah.
and that's where I come in as a coach too, to say, hey,
yeah.
you got this run by your house. You have a hill by your house. Like, let's just get creative. So that's
yeah.
that's perfect. You deal with
it.
What you got.
Love it.
What's the next one you want to talk about? Nutrition or
yeah.
rest and recovery?
Oh, let's talk to nutrition because,
yeah.
you know, we got these tray boxes here.
Well, yeah. So we got the tray boxes here. And, you know, I'm really big into, like, nutrition and
yeah.
eating healthy. So what are some SMART goals, like, you know, before I go running or just in general for
so,
nutrition?
Yep. And so I'm not going to talk about the specifics of nutrition. But, again, to put it back on you, Tracy, I'd
yeah.
say, typically, do you have a pre-run routine that you do?
I have,
from
yeah.
a nutritional perspective?
Yeah.
Is it working?
Yes, I took some tips from the last time you were here,
yep.
like bananas, raisins, I've been eating. So, and then carbs, like oats, you were saying
yes.
oats is really good.
Yep.
Because I did notice a difference that one day I did a run and I didn't do any of that, and it was a struggle.
And that's what I was going to get at
yeah.
with you with this topic,
yeah.
is to say, so let's say Krista's going to start running 2 days a week. So she
yeah.
would say, let me take 3 examples of some, here's my snacks,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to pick 3 of them, and I'm going to try it out for 2 or 3 weeks, and I'm going to see which one does the best for me. So my goal for July is I'm going to pick 3 pre-run snacks.
Okay.
I'm going to try each
okay.
of them and see which one goes well, and
uh-huh.
then I'm just going to whittle out the ones that don't do well, and I'm going to pick the ones that do.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a trial and error, but the beauty of that is that once you have a plan, or once you know what works,
yeah.
then you can say, hey, these 2 snacks work for me.
Yep.
I'm going to go online,
yeah.
and I'm going to make sure I got all these foods. I'm going to have 30 days, a month worth of these snacks in the house,
yeah.
so I don't have any excuse not to hammer out my snack 30 minutes early and then go for that run. So you're kind of hacking
I love
your life.
It. That
you
is,
know what I mean?
That's
a plan
really good.
Yeah. You know, and with that, you know, with the nutritional thing, this is my biggest hack of 2019. Mm-hmm. I am falling in love with online grocery shopping. Do you guys do this?
No, I don't, but I think it'd be great.
I've done it before. It's great. It really helps with time.
It is a game changer. It helps with time, but it also helps with the preparation. The idea of, hey, all I'm going to do is create a small list of like 10 items that I need at the store. I order it online. At your whatever grocery store, most of them do it now, and you just save it as a list, and you say every month I'm going to make sure that these items are in my groceries, and it's just one less thing to worry about, and it saves you a ton of time. Imagine going to get those 10 items in the store, and now imagine sitting at a computer, clicking them 10 times, saving the list, and never looking for those items again. You just say, get me these 10 items, and it's there when you go pick it up.
That's the biggest hack of 2019. So prepare. Real quickly, because you know I'm a huge fan of the free weights with strength training. What are the goals for that?
Well, since we're running out of time, I'm going to fast forward to you because I know what you do for strength training. Mm-hmm. One of my creative goals for you would be every week I'm going to add a new exercise. You and I do a lot of the same stuff. Every once in a while when we'll have sessions, I'll add something new. And I'll get to my goal in a little bit after this is... Mm-hmm. Every week, I'm going to add one new exercise. I'm going to take something Hans has taught me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to either Google it or say, Hans, how would I switch this up? And just changing things up would be a good goal. I did that same thing for my nutrition. I said, my lunches are kind of, they struggle when I'm at work. So I've said, every Sunday, I'm going to figure out a new entree for lunch. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to challenge myself to have something new every day on Sunday, prep it on the weekends when I have more time, mm-hmm. so that I can have something new for the week. Does that make sense?
Yeah, very much so. Mm-hmm. Listen, once again, Fit and Fabulous with Hans. He's a personal trainer at Pinnacle. He does his so much, too, on his own time with online training. Hans, real quickly, tell everybody as far as what's going on with your online training. Where can they find you?
The best place is either on Facebook or Instagram. Just contact me, hit me with a DM, follow me, and just let me know what you want. And if it's not online personal training, if it's just, hey, here's my goal, how do I make it a SMART goal, let's just start there. And if you want online training, it's available on my website, hansschieffelein.com. But whatever I can do to help you figure out your best summer, that's where it's at.
I love it. And you must join our Facebook group, Hans Fit and Fabulous, because that's where everyone goes right now when it comes to Jams listeners. Uh-huh. You join, you can ask Hans questions, and he will respond back to you. Like, what are you trying to overcome? And he'll let you know how you can get to that point. So we're going to continue the conversation on Facebook Live. Yeah. When it comes to the very last question is recovery and so much more. So, Hans, thank you so much for coming here today.
I love it. I love these Fridays. It's been fabulous.
Love it.
And by the way, I just want to let you know something pretty phenomenal is going to be happening this summer with Hans. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
That's it.
Yep.
That's your tease?
That's what it's saying.
That's the tease.
Can't say too much yet.
That's good.
But it's going to be great. So there you have it. Fit and Fabulous with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.